For years now, record labels have been trying to stop music fans from sharing digital music files with one another. A major exception is the MP3 blog or music blog. The labels have cautiously embraced these sites, which can help turn obscure artists into stars. But it's a relationship that's still sometimes rocky, as Joel Rose, member station WHYY, reports.
J.J. Frederick is a science fiction writer from Denver. He also writes about music under the name Diplonat. A few weeks ago, Diplonat posted a song on his music blog by one of his favorite bands, The New Pornographers. The song is an unreleased track from the sessions for the Canadian band's forthcoming album. Frederick bought it, along with the rest of the album, as part of a special offer from the band's label. He'd never gotten in trouble for putting streaming audio on his blog before, but less than 24 hours after he posted The New Pornographers, Frederick found a message in his comments box
that stated that what I was doing was illegal, threatening legal action. At the same time, it did say, while we appreciate you're a fan of The New Pornographers, you know, please take it down.
The email came from a company called Web Sheriff. It contended that Frederick was leaking a, quote, pirate copy of the song, and the email hinted that Frederick might be held personally liable for unspecified damages.
I was really actually thinking I was doing them a favor, and I got a threat for legal action right off the bat. It was in the very first paragraph. And the rest of it seemed a little condescending. I just felt that I was being punished for doing something that I thought was beneficial for a band that I liked.
Frederick's run-in with the Web Sheriff prompted postings of support from other fans and bloggers, including Fred Von Lohman, staff attorney for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit organization that defends the rights of internet users.
You just can't be treating fans, legitimate music buyers, like pirates. You can't be doing that. I think it shows disrespect for the fan. And, you know, there would be no music industry but for the people who go to the shows and buy the records.
Most of the time, record labels do show respect for music bloggers. They're typically not professional critics or DJs, like the gatekeepers of the past, but they're not mere fans either. The most influential music blogs can turn a virtually unknown band into a hit almost overnight, and the record labels know it, so it's unusual for them to ask a blogger to take something down.
In fact, this was the first time we had ever received a takedown notice.
David Hyman is the CEO of Mog, the one-year-old website that hosts J.J. Frederick's music blog.
The labels are very actively engaged in getting free MP3s and streaming audio out to the blogs as a promotional vehicle. It is a big part of their business. But clearly, they want to control it.
Matador Records wanted to control the release of The New Pornographer CD through a new program it's calling Buy Early, Get Now. Fans pay for the disc in advance. Then they can stream the songs from the label's website until the CD comes out in August. They can also download bonus tracks that are supposed to be exclusive. And they were, until J.J. Frederick posted one of them on his blog. Adam Farrell is director of online marketing for Matador.
He was the primary source. He was the first person to leak the track. So we really need to kind of go to the source of the leak and try and shut that down.
Farrell concedes Web Sheriff may have been too harsh and says the label is working with its enforcer on new language. But New Pornographers frontman Carl Newman is less apologetic. Newman says the band wants bloggers to post other songs from the album, just not this one.
We're sorry that he gets something from Web Sheriff and he takes it to be this threat. You know, if you're a guy in a bar and you want to pick a fight with somebody, you can. Pretty easy to pick a fight with somebody, you know? I mean, what are Web Sheriffs supposed to say?
Matador Records is not the only label that's hired Web Sheriff to do its dirty work, so to speak. But there are some artists who prefer to do it themselves.
16 military wives, 32 softly focused, brightly colored eyes.
Colin Malloy, singer and songwriter for the Decemberists, has personally written to dozens of bloggers asking them to take songs down, though Malloy says he's never mentioned the possibility of legal action.
I feel like a lot of our success is due to people like MP3 bloggers and file sharers initially, when we didn't really have that much reach or distribution, we hadn't really toured that much. It was all really word of mouth.
The Decemberists have moved from an indie to a major label for their most recent CD, and Malloy says this time around he gave up on writing to all of the bloggers himself.
Even within 2 years, there's so many more MP3 blogs and so many more channels for that to disseminate It was impossible to stick the finger in the dike, the proverbial dike.
Record labels still tolerate and even encourage some leaks. But when it comes to a band like the Decemberists that could actually make them some money, they've become increasingly less tolerant. As for the errant New Pornographers song, a quick Google search suggests their label has managed to keep it off any music blogs for now. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.